On a Friday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Haiti's post-earthquake recovery has been handed another blow. Heavy rains are turning tent cities to mud in Port-au-Prince. Some Haitian officials say it's time to begin thinking long-term to consider how the country can rebuild its economy and create a better future for its citizens. NPR's Planet Money has spent time in Haiti looking into this question and has this report about a poor but ambitious Haitian entrepreneur. Adam Davidson and Hannah Jaffe-Walt report.
This was supposed to be a profile of Jean-Palem Mathurin, the economic advisor to Haiti's prime minister.
That was before we met Yves Rose.
Yves Rose Jean-Baptiste.
Right. We're walking around Port-au-Prince with Jean-Palem, and there she was in a tent city, standing with her entire business, her livelihood, in a huge plastic tub balanced on her head.
She's skinny and tall with big arm muscles, but she told Jean-Palem to explain that sometimes it's hard to lift that tub.
Well, sometimes it is too heavy. I request some people to help me to lift it on my head.
Can you show me what's inside?
Chicken neck.
It's a big box of chicken necks.
It's a box of chicken, yeah. It's a 15 kilos.
And you have a cutting board and a machete.
Yeah.
15 kilos, that's about 33 pounds, a lot of chicken necks to carry on your head.
Yves Rose is hoping to sell the whole box today, a few pennies per neck for a total profit of $3 or $4.
This is a huge step down for her. She's not used to selling direct to consumers.
She normally sells to shopkeepers, and she sells a lot more than just chicken necks.
I'm going to put in about this sack of avoine, sack of popcorn.
Corns, oatmeal, flour meal.
So she's a wholesaler? A very small level wholesaler?
Very small level. She go to the Dominican Republic, she buy. So she come back here and she retail to those people who has shops. And after that, every 15 days, she get back to them to collect her money back.
And so she extends credit. This is really sophisticated.
Yeah. She has close to 2 tons of the money per month.
Okay, Adam, so we have to explain this because Yves Rose's business involves multiple steps. First, Yves Rose borrows the equivalent of around $600 US from a microcredit bank.
Then she gets on a bus, goes to the border of the Dominican Republic, which is a richer country, so it has more stuff for sale.
And that is where she buys her products. Then she gets back on the bus, goes back to Port-au-Prince, and she doesn't sell her cornmeal, oatmeal, flour to shopkeepers. She loans it to them.
Then they sell it, and around 2 weeks later, she comes back and picks up her money along with some interest.
Just in time for Yves Rose to make another trip to the border.
Yves Rose told us that she has a fifth-grade education, and I couldn't stop thinking that she has to understand all these complicated financial principles that people I interview on Wall Street get paid millions to master. Interest rate arbitrage, loan maturities.
Currency exchange rates, complicated cash flow.
Do you have a notebook where you keep down, I lent him this, I have this? Because you have to balance so many figures.
She said that she has her book where she has the list of all her clients.
Do you have it on you?
No, she said that she has her book. She hid this book somewhere, even though her house was collapsed, but she still has the book.
Yves Rose made her last trip to the Dominican Republic on January 11th.
The day before the earthquake.
And in the hours before the earthquake, she spent the morning distributing everything she bought to her clients, those shopkeepers.
And remember, they don't pay her up front. It's a loan. The earthquake came just before 5 p.m., just after she had lent everything out.
All 10 stores she does business with, destroyed. Several of her clients were killed. Many of the rest left the city. Nobody has money to pay her back.
She lost all of her capital. Although one place that wasn't damaged in the quake was her bank. They're open for business and they're expecting a payment.
So now she is thinking what she is going to do by tomorrow. And like tomorrow, she doesn't know what she's going to say to the bank.
How much do you owe them tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, she should pay $700 Haitian dollars.
How many US is that?
It's close to 100.
Now, remember this guy translating? He's the chief economic advisor to the prime minister. His name is Jean-Parlem Mathurin.
So here he is, one of the most powerful people in Haiti, talking to one of the poorest business people in Haiti.
And Yves Rose's story really inspired him and got him thinking.
It's simple. With less than 1,000 US dollars, he had more than 10 clients. And he's having business every week between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And she's paying school for her children, house for them, clothes, foods, and everything. It means that with a little push, how useful could we be?
Jean Palem said any long-term economic plan needs to focus on helping people like Yves Rose.
He's actually going to meet with her tomorrow on Saturday to find out if she was able to work anything out with her bank. He promised to let us know. Adam Davidson.
And Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
To find out what happened to Yves Rose and her loan, we'll have that answer on the Planet Money blog tomorrow. That's npr.org/money.